an echo of the past. It'll take some time. It's not over yet until our heart stops beating in our chest. Sunsets, silhouettes, focus on your happiness and let go of the past. It'll take some time. It's not over yet until our heart stops beating in our chest. Sunsets, silhouettes, focus on your happiness and let go of the past. It'll take some time. It's not over.
Media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one at Gerbil's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pizza.
Yeah. Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably be Paul, because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitis. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
New to use. Yeah, forward march.
Everyone, it is Bill. This is a slightly late Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 717. The three tracks you just heard were Kilmaine Saints and their version of House of the Rising Sun. And then we heard from Tarachan Sky, Sunsets and Silhouettes. And we just heard Chrome Moses's new track, Forward March. And with me today are TJ and Clarence of Chrome Moses. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, yo, hey, yo. Uh-oh. Are we back?
You're there. I can hear
you. All right, good. All right. Don't need that nightmare anymore.
So we're going to do a condensed version of the interview. Normally there's three 10-minute segments. There's only going to be two. So we're going to start out with you guys telling me a little bit about the new track, if you don't mind.
Okay.
TJ? Well, Forward March, it's been a long time coming. A lot of bands around the city have known the perils of the pre-pandemic project that takes forever. So like as soon as we got everything wrapped up on that, then you know the world shut down and whatnot, but we got to do it in a very unique way. We recorded straight to tape, 2-inch tape, over at the Church Studios. Shout out to them. They're always great with rock bands, and our longtime producer David Heidick has helped out a lot. You know, and I honestly, I mean, TJ may disagree or may agree, but I think this is probably the best, you know, work that we've done in the, you know, 10 plus years we've been together.
Yeah, I think you always like think that, hopefully you always think that your newest stuff is the best stuff. And this actually just hit streaming today. So a lot of times you get to listen to your music in a lot of different formats, but you don't get to hear it how most of the world's going to hear it until the day it goes up streaming. So like that's like the big test. So today was the first day that it hit Spotify. We just
listened to it in the car.
crappy speaker, and we're like, we still love the way it sounds. Yeah. So that's a great sign. And we did record. It was a heavy analog project. We recorded straight from a 2-inch tape machine, or straight from an old Neve console into a 2-inch tape machine, and we think that a lot of that translated onto streaming, which is tough to do sometimes. To work in the studio and capture those analog aspects is one thing, but to work with people who are talented enough and take enough care with your music to try to get that to carry over once it hits streaming is a different thing. And that's a big tribute to David Heidick. Clarence said he produced the record with us. He also tracked the record and mixed the record. And there's a guy that's a Pittsburgh guy. He wasn't always in town, but he's a mastering engineer named Garrett Haynes, and we've worked with him throughout the years, and we think he did a fantastic job, too, in getting that analog sound, big-sounding drums and everything, to really transfer from tape to streaming. So we're happy with it. We dig it.
So and we're talking about...
was on the board right before us. That was kind of cool.
That's true.
Talking about recording process... this question is sort of becoming the second official Build a Scene question. And it's, what's the best pizza you've had because you're a musician? And I figure there's probably some pizza involved in the recording process. And definitely it shows and on your way home and things like that, right?
Absolutely. 100%. So, I mean, we recorded in a bunch of rooms all over the city. So, I mean, the last two have been in the South Hills. So it's hard to not say Fiori's. But
I will not say
Slice. That. Maybe
yeah.
Slice.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt that I live very close to a Slice on Broadway.
There's some good spots. There's some good spots over here.
Yeah.
If we were anywhere close to Squirrel Hill, it would be Aiello's 100%.
But yeah.
We've made the last like two or three records in the South Hills, so I think it would probably be Slice or Fjord.
Yeah.
It might be a toss up.
Or it's 2 days of tracking, that's two pizzas, you know, so you can give them all a shot.
So I became aware of you guys from music from the 412, on the video end of things, and, reached out after that.
Which weird video did you check out?
You know, I don't remember.
There's only like two of them and they're both weird. They're artistic.
So I handle the technology side of things at Music from the 412. And then Rocky handles the picking what videos are played and when they're played. So he could probably tell me what I watched. I just don't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Rocky was how I heard of.
He reached out.
Yeah, I mean, Rocky was how I heard about Music from the 412. We used that rehearsal space over there. I was over there for like a blues rehearsal a while back. And then and ran into Rocky, and he gave me the whole rundown. And like, I was like, oh, hell, you know, hell yeah, let's do this. Like, let's be about this, you know. And then finally we have something that we can offer you guys instead of playing the same old videos.
Did he take you into the studio area and show you it?
Yeah, and I met Blue.
Oh, yeah, his dog, yeah.
Yeah. I may forget a person's name, but I rarely forget a dog's name.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the actual official Build a Scene question. We'll get those out of the way. Okay. That one is, who is your Dave Grohl? What I mean by that is, who would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their original songs?
I don't know. I'd say Zappa, but I'd be too scared to mess up. Everybody was so sharp. His bands were so sharp, and it's real hard material. But that would be that comes to my mind as a big challenge. That would probably be the person I would be most nervous to be behind.
So you're talking about being a player in that guy's band or that person's band,
right? Like going up on, like,
you got the call, and this is your gig now. I would honestly say. Because it just happened so frequently in the last few years. I can only imagine what Steve Jordan felt like whenever he got the call and was like, hey, you're going to be the new Rolling Stones drummer. You know, so like, that would be something, you know, I'd say for me, just because I love it, and my dad, because of my dad, but Stevie Wonder Stevie Wonder would probably be the top. And it's not because the music is complicated. It's because the music sits right. You know, it's very just chill. Like, and I like a good groove. And, you know, as erratic as Stevie was playing the drums, he still had a decent groove.
Well, since you brought up the music itself, let's find out a little bit about your influences. If we were going to make a Spotify list of the music that has influenced you, what bands would be on that list?
You want to go first? Go for it. I mean, for me, there would be a lot of bands from a lot of genres. I listen to tons of rap music, probably mostly more rap than anything. Still listen to like rock and roll, but like, I don't know. I've been drawn to intense things. There's this band, I mean, everyone knows about it. Everybody loves them. They're called Idols. They're fantastic. That there probably be a lot of Idols on mine right now. There's this rapper out of the Twin Cities named Prof that I've been into a ton. He's been on my playlist a lot. There's this disbanded band of kids, this rap group called Brockhampton. They broke up, but they were like fantastic. They rose real high at one point and then kind of like broke up. So there's tons of different genres on my playlist, on my personal playlist. I even put some poetry on there for nighttime. There's some old Langston Hughes and like Jack Kerouac reading poems on there. That's like my like sleep ASMR or whatever sleep time stuff.
My foundation is in the church. I grew up, my dad's a pastor, so I grew up playing, you know, gospel music. And, you know, anybody that hasn't heard, you know, black gospel music, I always describe it as, like punk drum beats with an organ. A lot of triplet kick drums and things like that going on. But I grew up listening to guys like, you know, a lot of my dad is an old soul funk keys player. So a lot of it was James Brown. A lot of it was Rufus and Chaka Khan. And then a lot of like gospel people like John P. Key and Shirley Caesar, the BB and CC Winans, Take Six, all these, like, you know, Christian bands that nobody would hear of, but like some of the best music, you know, as far as like, you know, transitions and grooves and creates, it's great stuff, you know. Religious or not, you can't deny the musicianship. Actually, most of those musicians, like, you know, you'd be surprised how many musicians share a gig between Usher and a church in Atlanta on Sunday mornings.
So I'm going to ask you one more question, then we'll take a short break. So Robert Johnson in blues lore was a terrible guitarist and then supposedly sold his soul to the devil and became a great guitarist. Respect.
Just talked about going to church, and you're like, respect, Robert Johnson. Sell that soul to the devil. Let's go.
Well, hold on. I have this double way of asking the question. By the way, I teach at a Catholic school. So
okay. All right. Yeah. You're good to go.
So if you were at the same crossroads looking for something that you haven't gotten musically yet, what would you sell your soul to the devil for? Or just, you know, what's something that what's a goal that you haven't accomplished yet?
I don't know. I feel like the older you get, your soul's at the Walmart.
It could be down. It could be on clearance. Your soul could be out of a red sticker. Yeah. Price written in marker. I don't know. I'm 44. Some days I feel my soul. What's my soul?
I don't know. Even though I'm not like I'm not a hardcore Christian anymore, it's like hard for me to say, like, okay.
Well, yeah, just what's a goal?
Yeah. What's a goal? I mean, a goal is to, I mean, we're musicians, let's be honest. The goal is to wake up and play music and not have to worry about your needs being met outside of, you know, your especially financial. I mean, you know, you talk to local musicians all the time.
Yep.
Make nothing. You know, so being able to wake up and pay your bills, even if it's just not, you know, Chrome Moses, you know, or, you know, whatever the name of your band, your project, your passion project is, as much as I would love it to be that, you know, like, I would rather it be Chrome Moses. We just do this and we can feed our families and things would be great. So if you're going to talk about selling your soul, I guess I'm selling my soul for like a sandwich, you know.
We're cheap. We're so low rent.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer, TJ, or you want to brush it off?
I like the way you press them.
You're talking about Beelzebub. This is a big deal. No, maybe my. What do you
it's Dave Grohl again. Didn't he play him in
the... My stand up could really get going.
No,
maybe?
No. I'm just kidding. No. If there is a God, it won't.
No, that's how we used to sound. Like when we were first sound checking on stages, I would pretend to like do a little bit of stand up. People would like look and be like, "Is this dude for real?" To be like, "Shut up." No, I don't know. To be honest with you. I think that is lore, and it's a good story. No, and I maybe
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where he's gone. I wonder if he's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime he goes away. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home.
time she goes away. He goes away. We'll be right back.
we are back with Clarence and TJ of Chrome Moses.
That's a cool little background you got there, buddy.
And my background did change. So what you don't know is I have three monitors in front of me, and the one that your website on is on currently actually has the Penguin game playing in front of me. So I'm like really multitasking on it.
Okay.
So my computer thinks it has your website, but the TV is showing me that. Oh, you're watching it too. So I have a Fire TV stick plugged into it, and I have, so I have two inputs, one that my computer is feeding to it and one that Fire Stick is feeding. But anyway, so I pulled your website up for a reason, and that's because you guys have a release show coming up for the song that we played tonight, and I want you to go ahead and give a little information about that so the listeners and viewers can come hang out with you that night.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's coming up. It's this Saturday. There's not so many tickets left. So if you're interested in coming, check out the event and grab it. We recommend grabbing a ticket. There may be some at the door, but it's getting pretty close, which is awesome. We appreciate everybody involved, everybody that shared the show and invited their friends and stuff. It's been a while since we played for a bunch of different reasons, like Clarence was alluding to. We're from Joe and I are from Dormont, so it's why we kind of elect to have the shows at like halls. There's not so many small clubs anymore.
Yeah, like, let's broach the subject.
You know, like there used to be. So like, and a lot of times the deals are not so great at smaller clubs with certain like different promoters you could use. So we are working with a promoter this time, the Parking Pad. And it is in Dormont at the hall, at a club hall. We're really looking forward to it. We played shows like that when we used to travel. That was kind of a big deal for us, those shows, just keeping us on the road and letting us go into the studio. Because when you record, like when you have to buy reels of tape and record analog, it's sometimes not as, and then you hire like competent people, you need to have somewhat of a bankroll. Being independent artists, those club shows, they carried us for years, being able to make okay money and then head back out, make some more money, make a record, things like that. So it's coming up this Saturday. Some of the things, like some of the places people are used to seeing us in, are still like real divey bars, and a lot of the cigarette smoke drives people away. So the club is now non-smoking. It's an early show. Doors are at 6. There's no opener. It's just us. It's going to be a real nice, intimate evening. And like we said, the tickets, there's been a lot of tickets sold. There's a few left.
So it's, if still anyone's rock and interested, roll. As intimate as it can be, it's rock and roll.
limited seating.
It's not going to be an acoustic show.
Yeah, our best shows are when people move. If people can move around a little bit and dance with us, and it's
bring your dancing shoes. Stuff. Be ready to sweat. You know, have a good time. Like, you know, that's a release show is for us. It's a celebration. Like, you know, we put a lot of work into everything that we do. Every artist does. You put your work in, and it's a labor of love, especially, you know, on our kind of level. So this is a celebration of all that work. You know, it's like having a birthday party or having anything else like that. It's like you really want to just celebrate what you did and have the people around you that supported you for all these years. Like, we've been together for a decade plus at this point.
Yeah. And so, like,
a lot of our fans that are going to come out and see us are fans that have been there from like year one.
Yeah. It's a big thing, especially with us being independent. Like, we've never really gotten played on the radio so much. We've never really had so much in-town management. We were represented on the road, but we never really had so much in-town management. We were always kind of independent artists. Joey and I have been in other bands. And like I said, being from Dormont, there's some people there that will be there on Saturday that have been coming to see us play music for like over 20 years, paying to see us play music for over 20 years. So that means a lot to see those people, to see them like at shows again and play for them and stuff. So yeah, it's cool. Hopefully it'll be a real cool night.
It will be. It's just a party. Just come by and a party. It'll be great. We're going to play 2+ hours easily. We've got a decent catalog of originals plus like literally a handful of covers. So come find out what those ones are going to be, but just come out and have fun. Like, it's all it is. I mean, like, especially at the VFW, come on, we're Yinzers. It's a cheap beer and rock music in Dormont, PA.
Right. We feel
Let's
bad.
Not dress it up. It is what it is. Let's come and have some fun. will be done by, you know, the for the old folks in the house, we're all 40 plus, so you'll be done by like 10, 10:30. You get the babysitter out of there. Hopefully the kids are asleep, and then you can keep on rocking once you get home.
Right. We do feel like anymore, I think even bands on a smaller level, that you have to kind of ask a decent amount at the doors or pre-sale for your shows, because a lot of that money doesn't go to you, especially if you're dealing with, you know, you're working with a promoter or just with these ticket companies now. The ticketing companies take a lot of the money, even for smaller level artists. So, like, we feel, you know, it's like a little bit of a more expensive ticket for a Moses show, but it is cheap beers and it is a great time, and it is, we think, you know, very well worth it.
Pay the ticket price. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, that's what you do nowadays.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Hey guys, I do have to get going so I can get the radio show queued up and ready to go in about 12 minutes.
And we apologize again.
Yeah, we're sorry for that late start.
That's okay. I just
moved into my new house and my studio is still getting built, as you can see, like around me. So,
so I do want to mention that we are going to listen to Identity X, Goodbye Sunshine, Drown the Deep, Black Sun Drive. Sofochrome is our get out of town band. Their song is Temporary Sunshine. And they're going to end thing with the heaviest song of the night from Camp Element, Raise the Sun.
Nice.
So
yeah, nice. I like the theme. I dig it.
And I do want to thank you guys for hanging out with me on episode 717.
Hey, yeah, thank you so much, man. We can't, like, honestly, just the stuff that you're doing for the scene, exposing people to music from Pittsburgh. Yeah, can't thank you enough for, you know, doing what you do.
Thank you. Hey, with that said, make sure you join us next week on episode 718 when we will be talking to White Cross. And make sure you check out music from 412.com, buildingscene.com, megarockradio.net, rootaroo.com, and xrpradio.co.uk in Scotland, which I will be broadcasting to momentarily. With music from the 412. With that said, I will see you next week. We'll be right back.
the extraordinary. I believe I will, I believe I kill, I believe you die. My rage is so unordinary. I believe I would, I believe I could, only if I tried, drop dead now. Slowly you've uncovered me, as I regret everything I've said. Slowly you've discovered me, here now I wish I was dead. Cause pain is what you will feel, is what you will get when you fall in love with someone. Cause pain is what you will feel, is what you will get when you fall in love. Your faith is so imaginary. I believe in will, I believe in skill, I believe your lies. My hate is so contemporary. I believe I would, I believe I could, only if I tried, drop dead now. Slowly you've uncovered me, as I regret everything I've said. Slowly you've discovered me, here now I wish I was dead. This pain is what you will feel, is what you will get when you fall in love with someone. What you will feel is what you will get when you fall in love. This temporary sunshine, it's only temporary. It's temporary sunshine, it's only temporary. Pain is something you have given. Pain is something you have given. Temporary sunshine, it's only temporary. It's temporary sunshine, it's only temporary. It's only temporary, temporary sunshine. It's only temporary, temporary sunshine. Slowly you've uncovered me, as I regret everything I've said. Slowly you've discovered me. Cause pain is what you will